Hey guys, Scott here. What you're about to hear is about 47 minutes of Brian Ibbett and I hanging out and talking during his coverthon, during the Black Friday annual coverthon he does every year. We thought for this little TMS thing that we did that was short and sweet, we would cut it out of that 24-hour block and put it here so you could hear it. Hopefully make up a little bit for Thursday being a holiday and not having any shows that day. So anyway, that's what this is. And there's no special bells or whistles. It's not like our usual episodes. If this is your first time listening, I recommend going back an episode or two before jumping into this one, because this one's a little bit different. But, you know, for those who are usuals and regulars, enjoy the next 47 minutes, won't you? I missed it.
And you'll never hear it again because I'm not recording it.
Damn it!
Because this isn't a podcast.
No, but I am going to record our hour together. So
okay, good.
Enjoy that, people.
You know, you should start with is, well, never mind. I'll play it in the music set.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. So, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. I just got kicked out of the World of Warcraft server after camping a mob for the last 3 hours.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I hear that, everything just went down.
Yeah. It just crashed completely after all that. A huge crowd of like more than 1,000 people in this one ridge, in this one place, waiting and waiting and waiting. And just when you thought maybe it'd be time, everything goes down.
is it only available today, or does it just happen to work today because it's
every
Friday night and it's a good convenience?
It's a random pop every 40 something plus hours.
Okay.
And have you seen the guys riding around on the shoulders of like that big gray dude, big trolley looking thing?
No, but I've seen the actual dude. I've seen the dude in the pits.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's in the pit.
He's similar to that. He's okay. The same model, but you get to have him as a mount. It's extremely rare. Only pops around this one little area. And the whole server was there because basically the clock is up. It's time for another spawn. And they're all just hoping it'll be there and hoping it'll happen. It was bananas. In fact, we probably are the ones that crashed the server. I don't know.
Right. By all being in the same place at the same time.
Bonkers. It was cool,
though.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to TMS. Now, you asked me, and I'll respond here, but don't feel like I'm putting you on the spot.
No, I'm easy.
I had us down for an hour of TMS PM and then an extra little bonus time of TMS World of Warcraft talk with Dills.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Okay. Only if you're up
but,
for
oh,
it.
Oh, you said but. Did you have another idea?
No, I was going to say but. If you're not up for it, if you've
no,
got
no, no,
other
I'm
things
good.
You need to do.
I'm totally good. I want to get, at the very least, I want to get Dills on here and complain about how my spawn camping was ruined.
Now, I hear all of Battle.net's down, so he can't even play Hearthstone right now,
well,
right?
You can bypass all, you can do a lot of sort of like go into the folder and right-click executables and run them individually and stuff, so you can kind of get around that. Some people say that's working for them, but if they can't get into Battle.net, this makes me think it's another like attack or something.
Yeah, right.
So, we'll talk about that. They've made themselves by having such a prominent year. They're real targets for this stuff now. And so if they are indeed being attacking, which we don't have any confirmation of, but if they're being attacked, it wouldn't surprise me. They've already kind of taken a couple of shots this year.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, no kidding. Well, I do remember the last DDoS, and that happened right when I was scheduled to play between a couple of sessions in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but, perfect timing. That
perfect timing, exactly.
But we've got we got people's questions coming in. They're flowing in, so we'll have those to talk about here in the next little bit. It's very exciting.
Let's do that now. Do we have? I have not even had a chance to look. Do we have any news or anything prepared or anything?
No, but it might be fun to just whip crap out. You want to do some stuff that I can just find like in no time flat?
Let's whip crap out.
Okay, how about this? Here's one for you. This is great. This cat learned to flush the toilet. There's a video. Okay,
I'm gonna play it. You fucker.
It says this is from the Huffington Post, if you can guess.
Of course. Yes.
This is purification, but it's purification.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says, we found a cat that not only uses a human toilet, but can flush it all on its own when he's finished. The cat's name is Tora Chan. The first video begins with Tora Chan head first in the bowl, seemingly checking out whatever his business was, and then taking a refreshing drink. Then he flushes the toilet. Yeah, nice, right?
Sounds like a really smart animal.
Yeah, this one's a real winner. So I'm going to play the flushing part. Here you go. Great. Comes the cat. The owner's telling it to get up. So I guess they're training it.
Damn cat spends hours a day on the toilet.
Looks like a Chinese cat because the Chinese YouTube. Okay, there he's up on. Okay.
I was going to say Tora Chan probably sounds like an yep. Asian name.
It does. Now he's reaning forward. Reaning, I meant leaning. That was not intended to be offensive. Oh, there he goes. Flushes it. Wow. All right. Well, we officially have a winner, everybody. The well, cat that can flush his turd down the toilet. Good stuff. Good
stuff. I've seen videos of the cats that can use the toilet. I've never seen ones that can actually flush as well.
Well, now you've seen it all, or you've at least heard it all.
I've heard it all.
I got another one here. It's the holidays, right? Yesterday was Thanksgiving. Sure. Christmas gifts for weird people. The official 2014 guide. Let's see what this is. So no nutball would ever turn down one of these. It says Santa Yoda yard ornament. Wow. It's straight up Yoda in a Santa costume.
And it's a lawn ornament?
Yeah. It's the size of like a little gnome or whatever. So there's that. Gun lamp. It's a lamp with a gun for the base. So it looks like sure, a golden of gun. Of course, right? I mean, we live in the West. We know what's up. Here's one for you since you like
to- You can take my light when you pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
Exactly. Now, you're a guy who likes to grow a goatee occasionally, a mustachey goatee thing. Yes. Well, now you can get the Mo-Guard. It's this Mo-Guard solves the pesky problem of beer suds soaking into your cool mustache. Be careful. Too many beer craft beers at local hipster bars, and you may forget to bring your beer-soaked $9 Mo-Guard home. Anyway, that thing's stupid. It's like a little plastic guard that just stops the beer short of going higher than your mouth.
That's hilarious. My stepdad actually had a coffee mug that had a ceramic mustache guard. So it was like your regular coffee mug, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then across the place where you would drink on one side, there was a little ceramic blocker that would force the coffee to go underneath it and not onto the mustache.
I remember that.
So that is, I would say, a precursor to this.
It is, exactly.
These guys don't know what they're doing.
And as the guy who had to manually wash the dishes in that house, that mug was the biggest pain in the ass to try and wash.
Had to be, right? Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
Cleaning Barney, under the folds, basically.
Barney had one of those?
Yeah, Barney had one of those. Which means my niece just realized that that Barney had, yes. Which means that my mom probably still has it somewhere in that house.
Well, then if you like that, you'll like this one.
All right.
Old man peeing liquor beverage dispenser. It's an old man on this very, it's very ornate, very fancy. Like you'd see this in a den or something, but his wiener is out and he's peeing liquor into a cup. So there's
nice.
That. Yeah.
So when you want a cup of the hooch.
A cup of the hooch.
You just dip your cup right under the stream and.
Yep. That's what you want.
Take a swig.
How about this one? Guinea pig candy cane headband.
New meaning before Jim Beam.
Oh, that's right. It says buy holiday appropriate presents for your guinea pigs. Get the guinea pig candy cane headband. It's basically, all right, so imagine like a headband with like two ears sticking off of it.
Yeah.
But they're candy canes and they only fit a guinea pig.
Small enough that it only fits a guinea pig.
Yeah, that's good times. All right, here's my favorite. Why would you buy this? All right. Pre-stained underwear.
So the stain is like baked in?
Yeah, it's part of, I guess, the deal. Like it's, I assume it's not somebody's actual stain. I assume it's fake stain. Like, you know,
is the stain made by the old man peeing alcohol dispenser?
No, this is a butt stain on the other end of the barn there. It says you have to be unusually close to a person for underwear to be an appropriate Christmas gift of any kind. It's definitely a weird relationship if they give you underwear that includes a pre-stained skid mark on the back. Some gifts are best.
Well, that way you at least know which way goes forward, right?
I guess. I'm trying to see where you can actually buy this.
Have to look. The tagless underwear. Why not just build the skid mark right into the underwear, and then you don't have to worry about the tagless bit.
See, you got it. You know what's what. Pre-stained underwear is
sell those, Michael Jordan.
Yep. £9.48 if you buy this.
This is available in England. Yeah, is it?
They have a problem. They need to hide.
They have
things.
A Spencer's Gifts in England, do they?
The runny nose shower gel dispenser. You squeeze on a giant nostril and out comes the goo.
So hey, Brian, good. That's what I want for Christmas.
Yeah. Done. Yes, Rainey's my secret Santa recipient. So.
Oh, nice. That's, you already, she's that what you guys do for like the extended family? Do you do like,
that's basically what we do. We, we put all the people's names, all the family members' names into a hat. Once they reach a certain age, it's like, it's like Logan's Run. Once the crystal in their hand turns a certain color, then we put their names into a hat.
It is good
and
to
then,
run.
Randomly draw, for who gets who in the family. And then we're not, you know, buying.
Is Tina talking presents. To the, is it the dogs or is it Tristan? Who am I hearing her talk to?
Someone, you're actually hearing Barb, I think.
Oh,
so, hearing the wives.
Hearing the wives. I'm going to kill Rainey's mic because I think that's the most sensitive one that picks them up over there.
Oh, it's totally fine. It just sounded like some dogs were being chewed out or something.
You're not going to get your SAG card just because you appear on a cover-thon. Okay. All right.
Brian's doing all the sagging for everyone else. Let's see.
I guess the last thing you want to tell a couple of women is that they're not going to get a SAG card.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Let's see. Santa sleigh. How about Santa sleigh that fits on a pet's back? That's a terrible idea. Do
oh,
that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's fine.
For Halloween, we had one for the dogs that was a knight on like a horseback, right? So you strap this thing to their back and they run around like they've got a knight. Like it looks like a Labyrinth. It's exactly what it is. It's
the dog on the dog.
Whatever. Yeah.
That is a twisted thing if you think about it.
It really is. Jim Henson's least creative Muppet ever. We're just going to put this puppet on a dog's back and let the dog run around.
Such a dumb idea. What were they doing? I love that movie, though, but that part. Let's see. Finally, let's finish it out with, let's see. I'm going to skip down. a ring for your fingers. It's a finger ring.
Okay.
With a mohawk on it. It's got
Does the mohawk go sideways or vertical?
It's actual hair and it's side. I guess it runs parallel with the way the ring would normally run, right?
Okay. So it's the length of the ring as opposed to like you just have some stray knuckle hair that happens to be folding over the ring.
Right. And if you're my dad, that happened all the time. But the thing with this ring is,
so many rings that way.
This is almost cheating because a mohawk. It's supposed to be, I mean, that's all the surface area there is the, right.
So it's not really a mohawk ring. It's hair.
That's dumb.
It's a brush.
Super dumb. All right. This is one I'm actually going to get for my daughter. This is the Polaroid toilet paper dispenser. It says toilet dispenser, but that you're not going to get a toilet out of there, but imagine a, you know, straight up looking Polaroid camera. Right. But instead of where you'd yank the film out of the front, it's the toilet paper coming out of there.
So you only get one square at a time? And do you have to shake it?
I'm checking. It says...
If we can use it.
Yeah, you got to make sure it develops.
You got to shake it.
That's right. It says the Polaroid holder solves... The big argument won't be about the toilet roll, whether or not the holder is secretly having pictures taken care of. You know, someone's being photographed while they're on the cans. Finally, let's see. We'll try
this. That sounds like the perfect gift for anybody who hates the small strip of paper towel you get from the wave your hand in front of the dispenser in the public bathroom.
Oh, that stuff's great. Unless you're in the Hilton in Anaheim. That thing didn't work. That didn't work along with most of the rest of that bathroom. That was a hellscape. It was a horrible place.
I heard that story. Holy cow.
So bad. All right. Finally, this is for you because you're a drinking man. You like this kind of stuff.
Sure.
The uncorked board game. Chances are, it says here, you may get more than a few bottles of wine for Christmas. That's perfect for this boozy board game, they call it, where legal adults try and come up with bizarre ways to describe the wine they're drinking. However, it doesn't last as long as, say, Monopoly, because there is some DUI potential. Whatever. They're trying to be jokey there at the end. But the point is, you keep drinking based on losing. So it's kind of like take a drink every time Brian Ibbett says, fantastic.
I'm guessing like a voting game. So everybody comes up with a description for the wine.
Yep.
And whoever everybody votes has the worst one has to drink, probably.
Yep, that's basically it.
There you go.
Chardonnay against humanity.
Yep. you want to do music now? Do you want some more? I got more
music.
All right. Music's great.
And, I'm picking songs based on your preferences. So, we're going to start things off with a cover of George Harrison's only song.
Wait, Are you? Wait, you're not doing that one, are you? Oh my gosh, we're really going to hear that song. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but not the George Harrison version. Good. It's a cover of it.
I'm sure it's much better.
No, I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, wouldn't
either. Originally done by James Ray, covered famously by George Harrison, and the only George Harrison song, according to Scott Johnson, it is Here Are the Beacons and their cover of Got My Mind Set on You.
I've got my mind set on you. I've got my mind set on you. I've got my mind set on you. I've got my mind set on you. This time I know it's for real. The feelings that I feel, I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. It's gonna take money, a whole lot of spending money. Gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. It's gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time to do it right, child. I've got my mind set on you. Set on you. I've got my mind set on you. I've got my mind set on you. This time I know it's for real. The feelings that I feel, I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. But it's gonna take money, spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. It's gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time to do it right. I've got my mind set on you. I've got my mind set on you. I've got my mind set on you.
Nice. How yes. Nice.
So let me get, I'm going to get her email address. Whoops. I didn't want to do that. Get her email address over to Nicole, and Nicole can take things from there, I hope. If not, then I can take things from there. Anyway, all right. So let's... shall we get to some Ask TMS?
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Although, cool. Quick breaking news here. Breaking
yes.
News.
Yes, breaking news.
Hold on. Whoops, now I skipped it down. Okay, here we go. You know, one thing I was just going to say before I give you the breaking news.
Sure.
So much of the news is about Bill Cosby now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I find it just horribly depressing.
Is there new information about Bill Cosby?
No, it's all just a bunch, you know, everyone's making lots of accusations. He's not saying anything. Everyone's distancing themselves from him. 18 now women saying that he's taken horrible advantage of them in some form or another. It probably means that something happened. I don't think this is a big coordinated smear campaign. But it's just hard because he's the freaking Dr. Huxtable, damn it. He's ghost dad.
Yeah. He's Leonard Part 6.
Yeah, he's a devil and Matt. Well, okay, hold on. I mean, that's not a good one. Yeah, but he's, you know, he's a
he's I Spy. Oh, maybe not that one either.
He's the bunch of books about being a good dad and husband and stuff. And I don't know. I just feel
he's
like
Coca-Cola and Jell-O pudding.
I just figure at our age, it's hard to chip off giant chunks of innocence still. But there went a chunk. Just right, lopped it right off. Anyway,
I heard that he made people watch him eat curry. While he was waiting to be on the Tonight Show.
Oh, gross. Well, that's fantastic.
Hear that?
No, is that true?
That was a weird piece of news that seemed to come out today.
Really?
Yes. I got to find the news article now.
Cosby Curry.
You do a search for Bill Cosby and Curry.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Yeah, there it is. Cosby made female Letterman staffers watch him eat curry?
Yes.
What? Why?
He'd include, quote unquote, for this is an anonymous source. behind the scenes at Letterman said he'd include as a request before he arrived that the young girls, interns, and assistants all had to gather around in the green room backstage and sit down and watch him eat curry. Our stunned source explains, no one would say anything and he would sit silently eating and make us watch and want us to watch.
What? Why?
If there's any weirder news that comes out about Bill Cosby than making people watch him eat curry, I'd like to see it.
That is the weirdest thing I've heard all week, period, from any source. All right. The big news I was going to share isn't nearly as cool as that, but this breaking news is, I know this is going to come as a shock to everybody. I know, just hold on to something. I know you're not going to believe this, but there's a Frozen sequel in the works.
No.
I know. I was blown away.
Have they decided that they could make more money from more Frozen?
I think Frozen did really well, and I think that might have led them to consider making a sequel to it. But that's how the news is doing. They're like, oh, can you believe it? They're already not even out the door with the DVD, blah, 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 but they're making a sequel. It's like, come on, really? You're surprised they're making a sequel?
Oh my God.
This and other news is all I have. So there you go.
Thank you, Huffington Post.
Let's do Ask TMS. That sound like fun?
It does. One thing I'm going to do before that is talk about what we're giving away this hour, because I keep forgetting to do this at the top of the hour.
Oh, go for it.
This is going to go to any random donor or a randomly picked donor that donates $5 or more. This is a huge World of Warcraft box of stuff. Here's what you get. You get a BattleNet authenticator. I think this is the... it's one of the ones from BlizzCon. It's either the StarCraft Special Edition or the Diablo Special Edition from last year.
They had a ton of
A set of BlizzCon postcards, the World of Warcraft Ashbringer comic book, the art of World of Warcraft. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a World of Warcraft book. It's a collection of the first few issues of the graphic novels, the comics, and the collectible card game Lost Legacy, the Starship, because we wanted something in there that wasn't World of Warcraft.
So
that is among the things that you can wear. Those are the things that you can win. That's it. If you want more than that, sorry.
You can have the box it comes in. That's fine.
You can have the box it comes in. Correct.
Yeah. And, some of Brian's DNA via skin follicles and things like that probably be in there as well.
If you have the wherewithal, you can grow your own Brian a bit in the lab.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Whatever you want to do.
That'd be amazing. You have to do two cover-thons. Think of that.
No, I could get that Brian to do the damn cover-thon while I take a nap.
That's a good point. All right. We like to do a thing on our trademarked edition, our PM edition of the morning stream, which we do on Thursdays normally. And, it's a little Ask TMS thing where people use the hashtag Ask TMS. He asks us questions all weekend during that day and we answer them. And here's a bunch of new ones. So here they go. I'm going to read these and then we'll just answer them like we always do. All right, here we go. Max Trollbot asks, based on that Night Attack thing, with all these games making it to film, do you think we'll ever get a Bad Dudes movie we desperately need? Did you ever play Bad Dudes?
I remember Bad Dudes, side scroller platformer with two guys wearing cutoff jean jackets.
Yeah, it was basically Double Dragon, but with two bad dudes in it.
Right. I think they were wearing sunglasses, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's how you knew they were bad dudes.
Yeah, and if you played by yourself, it was just one dude who was
bad. Bad, just one bad dude. Bad I guess dude. It wasn't. They weren't wearing jean jackets. It was just cutoff shirt, half shirts.
They were very early '90s arcade. And they lived the dream, and it was a fantastic game. But there will never be a Bad Dudes movie. Mark my words.
Yeah.
Will not exist.
Pixar might step in and make a Bad Dudes Pixar movie.
Nice. Shoujo Beat, whom we love dearly, says this in her Ask TMS. I just won 150 playing bingo. $150 playing bingo.
Whoa.
Have either of you guys ever won money while gambling? Well, the answer for you is going to be a total absolutely. I have a couple of times, but never a lot. Like I just don't gamble very much. So the little bit I've won, like slots and things, went to lunch or something.
Right.
But would you give us your best example? What'd you make?
Best example So I'll give you two examples of different styles of this. So of one pull of the slot machine, won about $450 up in Black Hawk, Colorado.
Jeez.
Up by Central City, the legal gambling town just up the way.
Is that an Indian casino?
It's not. It's just licensed up. Gaming that they allowed, yeah. God, I want to say 15, 20 years ago, maybe. All maybe right. 15 years ago.
All right. Look at Colorado, man. Woo.
That's right. Taken from the economy, finally. But the biggest amount of money I've won in one session is about $800 playing craps.
Well, that's not bad.
And just having a killer hot streak where things were just going my way perfectly.
So give me an idea. Because I wouldn't call you a professional gambler, but you're a guy that, you know, knows what he's
doing. No, I definitely wouldn't call myself a professional gambler.
Yeah, that knows what he's doing. But so which of the common games of chance in casinos has the least amount of odds weighed in the house's favor?
The lowest house advantage?
Yeah.
If you have the ability to count cards,
yeah.
Which is legal, it's completely legal to count cards, but the casino does reserve the right to stop serving you and stop allowing you to play there for whatever reason they may
be. I learned a lot from Rain Man, and that was definitely one of them.
And Ben Affleck recently got kicked out of a casino for counting cards.
Oh, that's right.
I think he can't go to the Hard Rock Casino in Vegas for a while.
That's awesome.
So blackjack has the lowest house advantage if you know how to count cards. If you don't, it still actually does have a really good, really low house advantage, and you can learn what's called perfect strategy. And they even have cards in the casinos that you can have with you. You can even set them down on the table right next to you and consult them for every hand. And it basically says, if the dealer shows this card and you have a total that adds up to this, then here's exactly what you do. And totally legal to have those out on the table with you and use them. The dealers will also tell you perfect strategy if you ask them. Like, you know, if you say, what does the book say to do on this one?
And they don't, they're cool to tell you that? They don't get
of course.
In trouble?
Yeah, okay. They don't make any money. If the casino takes all your money, they don't get more of it. You know,
oh, right. They're just getting paid.
They have
paid.
No advantage. They just get their pay.
Sure. But do you think, somebody up in a window somewhere named Vinny could come down and go, yo, you pit boss, you need to make sure you're not telling people that or something?
Oh, no, not at all. No, that's completely, that's a very, very common practice. It's rare that you don't spend some time sitting at a blackjack table and not have the dealer say, you know, help you out if you need it.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I did not know that.
So that's, but I prefer craps. Basically, the house advantage on craps is also low if you kind of do the basic perfect strategy, which is betting the house or the pass line and sticking to that and then betting max odds. But once you start playing craps, every other game in the casino feels glacially slow.
Oh, really?
It really does. You sit down and it's like, while they're shuffling cards, you feel like it's a freaking eternity. And where's the waitress with my drink, and are you done shuffling those damn cards yet? And now I'm gonna go play something else if you don't hurry up.
Yeah, I could see that. It's like listening to podcasts at 2x speed. You just can't get used to the old
and
way.
Then once you go back to regular speed, everybody feels like they're talking like this.
Tom Merritt knows the pain. All right, here's one for you. This is from JP Wagland, Nocturnish in the Tadpole and on Twitter. And he came to Nerdtacular. We know this guy. He's great.
Oh, yeah. Totally know this guy.
Says, which would be worse? Lose the ability to speak or use of your hands for an entire week? So you can't speak at all for a week, or you can't use your hands at all for the week. Which way do you go?
I'd give up speaking for a week. I would be totally fine with that.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
I mean, it would suck for the shows and stuff, but there's a lot of
Rainey says Stephen Hawking.
That's not bad.
Lives are being quiet enough. I can turn her microphone back on.
I would totally do this non-speaking. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, you know, and it's a condition that says, well, looks like I got to take a week off from podcasting, and I guess I can still play video games for a week.
I can play video games.
Here's my comparison, is that you can talk with your hands, but you can't pick up things with your
voice.
Voice, yeah.
That's a good point.
You can pick up things with your mouth. Is that what you?
But if you can,
that is entirely debatable.
Yeah.
It depends on who you are.
No, but I can tell other people to pick them up.
Well, for me, so yeah, because I could still draw. I'd still be an earner during that time.
Yeah,
and exactly. So would you. You do plenty of that kind of stuff. I think, easy answer. Take the voice. I mean, it would suck for show listeners, but hey, we'd be back the next week. It'd be fine. Mm-hmm. Here's one. Let's see. I'm going to skip down. That one's kind of boring. All right. How about this one? No, that one's dumb too. Oh, here we go.
I'm glad you're not reading their names before you say
Greg Santee wrote in.
Okay.
He says, in the theme of the coverthon, what are your favorite covers, Scott and Brian?
Oh, good.
So you tell me first, because I got to think about this for a
second. People know mine, and I'll happily play it at some point during the cover-thon here, but it is Jason Faulkner's cover of Both Sides Now, because it takes this familiar melody, these familiar lyrics, and just turns it on its ear with heavy guitar and drums and totally turns it around. It's one of those songs that I can remember exactly where I was the first time I ever heard it. And I don't think I can think of another song where I know where I was the first time I heard it.
Wow, that's amazing. For me, it's a toss-up between that Gold Dust Woman cover that I can't remember the name of the band. You'd have to remind me. You actually introduced me to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will tell you who that is. Let's see.
Oh, I love that version. It's so good. In fact, that's a version that makes it hard for me to listen to the original because I like that version so much.
Hailstorm.
That's it. Hailstorm. Yep. That's great. Hailstorm. With their female vocalist, it's awesome. I don't have that one handy, or I'd play a clip of it. But the other one is Five Finger Death Punch with Bad Company. I love that version of that song. And
The
funny thing is I don't like anything else Five Finger Death Punch makes. It's all too screamo and loud and annoying. But that version of Bad Company is epic. Really, really good.
That's a great one. Yeah. Wow. Good choice.
Those are my choices. How about this one from Chad Dorr, who says, he says, what could J.J. Abrams do in or to or with the new Star Wars movie that would ruin it for you more than anything else? Well, that's a negative way to look at that, but yeah. I see what he's saying.
I'm just looking for reasons to hate this movie.
What's the worst thing you could do? I don't know.
Focus too much on children.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I feel like if anyone understands this, it's going to be him, because he was a kid. He was our age when Star Wars came out.
Right.
So you do want the kids to go.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to have trouble with that. And I know you can't go too dark to, you know, freak the kids out.
Right.
But I think that he has the best chance of understanding the balance we're looking for here. And I think I feel pretty good about our chances. The teaser I saw today led me to believe that it's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
exactly. The balance is there.
I have no fears about that.
Yeah.
If you were to take Phantom Menace and remove Jake Lloyd and put in an older, more accomplished actor like a Joseph Gordon-Levitt or, you know, someone with some acting chops, I think it becomes an infinitely better movie.
Agreed. Well, that kid was terrible.
Yeah.
He was a festering pile of pre-adolescent garbage. He was terrible. Let's just admit it. He's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agree on that. All right, here we go.
But look at his career after that movie.
Yes.
It's done really well for himself. Avery Despy
Would
wrote
you
in.
Prize with that? I was in a Star Wars once. Yeah.
Can I get McNuggets?
You want the 8 pieces or the 12? It's before 10:30. We're not serving lunch.
I used to be Anakin Skywalker.
All right. Here's a good one. Avery wrote in, says, what
I'm
best
person and my name is Anakin.
Anakin, that's right. Which best describes your driving style? Humdy dumdy dum do or hasta la vista, bitches? I think he means like casual, like who cares to take on everybody and be
That's very, very well written.
Hum dee dee hum do do.
Dum dee dum dee dum. Or hasta la vista, bitches. Yeah. Sadly, I'm probably more of the latter, because if I'm not really paying attention, I'll all of a sudden look down the speedometer and I'm going like 5 miles over the speed limit.
Oh, one of those.
What? 5 miles over the speed limit?
Through a school zone.
Poor Jim.
All right.
Wow, 10. That's intense.
Maybe more.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I got
are
my
you
ticket.
Texting as well?
No, that I don't do.
No.
Good man.
Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, don't do the texting. I got.
How about,
I mean,
how
my
about you?
I got my ticket the same way by going over. You know, what was it? 10 when the guy pulled me over.
Yeah.
Only ticket I've ever had, but I think for the most part, I'm kind of chill. Like I go out of my way to like be the one that will let someone pass or merge in, or I'm never that dude that like scooches up and won't let you in ever.
Oh God, I hate that. Yeah Tina and I were driving home from George's house last night, and we're noticing on the road that, you know, as soon as you come up alongside somebody, they all of a sudden feel the need to speed up. They you know, they could have been going 55. You're starting to go up alongside them. You're wanting to go over in the right lane. Nope, you're not doing it. And they'll speed up to catch you off. So it's always like, all right, fine. I don't care. I'll slow down. Doesn't bother me. But
hate it. Ugh.
Yeah, in Colorado, what I think is a turn signal actually means, here, quick, pull up alongside me.
Exactly, yes. Go faster than me until you're neck and neck with me, and then match my speed. Exactly.
This next question is really weird. All right, here you go. Scott Napier wrote in. Okay. Said, would you rather be in the Army for 3 years or play a season of the NFL in NFL football as a lineman? Well, I'd do the lineman one, because assuming that I get to choose, that means I could be the big beefy dude on the front line and I'd make $18 million on my contract that year.
Yeah, the question, we got some follow-up questions on that one. Like, yeah. do we go to the Army and or play football in our current condition?
Yeah, then we're screwed either way.
No, thanks.
I still think I'd rather go 14 games of football than 3 years in the Army, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I'd probably, to be honest, I'd probably get knocked out the first game and I'd be sitting on the bench for the whole rest of the season. Yeah. Fine with me.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Or St. Anthony's.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. If I'm able to walk off the field, yes.
His question is loaded with caveats, I think. That's a hard one. All right. How about this one? Clay says, the Highlander has decreed there can be only one. Now he asks, video games or comics, which one and why? So Brian, ooh, you're the rest of your life, you got to pick one, and you can have as much of it as you want, but only one for the rest of time. Which way do you go?
For me, it would be video games. With a few exceptions of stuff that has been really good lately, I think more of the nostalgia period of comic books from the 70s and 80s, and I don't feel like the stuff that a majority of the stuff that I've read is stuff that would pull me away from a constant stream of video games. I hate to say it, but that's
because you're gonna get, it's gonna keep you more what's the word? You're going to get the same. You're going to get similar narratives. You're going to have lots of chances to see cool things like you would in comics. But you get this interactive sort of experience that, in theory, if the games kept coming and they were always changing and evolving and getting better and everything, you're never going to get bored with it.
And I can easily pick up a copy of Arkham Asylum and play a comic book video game. Yep. But I'm certainly not going to pick up an issue of Batman, All-Star Batman, and be able to play it.
Nope.
You know, I'll get comic book storylines in my video games, but I won't get video games in my comic books.
Yeah, because like peanut butter and chocolate, I got it.
Exactly.
You want to do one more of these and then music, or when's your music break?
Whenever we want to do it. This is good. Easy. I like another. We could do another one, and then.
All right, that sounds good.
We'll see what it is. If we feel satisfied, if we are satisfied with our comfort level, what's the Big Hero 6?
Are you satisfied with my care?
Exactly. If we're satisfied with the care of this next Twitter question, then we'll move on to music.
All right. Andy says, would you rather know every language on earth, like every possible language, know it perfectly and fluently, or have a perfect memory and knowing there are things you could never forget? So in other words, perfect memory, you know.
In other words, things you can't unsee.
Yeah. Like if you watched a clown, you know, murder an old folks home full of old people, you'd never be able to forget the details.
I love the stuff you come up with randomly.
Can't help it.
That's the most horrifying thing. I mean, that's horrifying. Don't get me wrong. But that's the thing you just can't unsee.
Right. Let's say, well, there's many others. Like
walking in on your parents having sex, you know, I can't unsee that forever. It's going to be emblazoned in my brain.
I could have gone
that. Two water buffaloes fighting over a grape.
See? Well, that would be amazing.
Don't make me turn off your microphone again.
I don't want to forget that one. That one's a good one. So I think for me, even with the caveat of knowing that I couldn't forget anything, right? It would be all retained. I think I'd go the memory.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Because the language is cool. Well, I don't know, though. The language thing could make you a lot of money.
Are you kidding me?
You'd be in demand.
You think you're going to get on Jeopardy and it's going to be all questions about languages?
No, I don't mean that, like the game shows, but you would be hired for everything. Like you could get, there's real money in like, oh, we need the Arabs to be able to tell the Jewish guy what he's saying or whatever. I can't think of a better example, but you know, we need this Japanese guy to know what the South American guy's saying.
You want to work with Camp
David, don't you? Right. But you know, like those guys in Star Trek that were always there to help two planets get along or whatever. It'd be like that. You make big money.
You don't think that you'd be replaced by some sort of piece of technology in about 10 years?
Oh, that's a good point.
I think we're close to the Babelfish.
Something like
device.
It. Yeah. Whether it's a device or, you know what, like that Snowpiercer deal, something like that.
Right. Probably not something in our ear, but probably, you know.
Well, the Snowpiercer.
There'll be an app for that.
The problem with the Snowpiercer thing is everything was a dirty mess in that train, except those things were like kept so nice and so dainty. They were like weird Walkmen, you know, that somehow survived the griminess of the back end of that train. I couldn't understand that. But yeah, something like that is coming. So we both say.
Memory. For sure. All right. Let's do a music. That was a good question.
Yeah,
and done.
I agree.
Let's do a music break. And there's still 15 minutes to pledge or donate some money. You're not pledging. This isn't a pledge drive. This is a donate drive. So go to coverville.com/live and give a donation. Again, the money is going to Alzheimer's research. The lion's share of the money is going to Alzheimer's research. A little bit for Coverville operating costs. But rest safe and sound in the knowledge that either way, your money is going to a good place. And that place is probably Alzheimer's research when it all comes down to it. Let's get to a song that I know you hold a special. It holds a special place for you because there's a lyric in this song that that you think should be something else. It sounds like something else to you. And this song is Shake It Up by The Cars, covered here by Per Box. Let's see if nobody picks your bum.
Nobody picks your bum. I love it. All right.
We only have today to rock. Maybe tomorrow.
That tune as well.
I do. I like that a lot. That was really good.
Cool, almost Justified-esque sounding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much, yeah. That made me want to go see if someone in the Hollers is making the crack cocaine. Or whatever.
Yes.
Something like that.
Something like that. You sounded so legit right there.
Well,
it was perfect.
I try to keep street whenever I can.
You know, we are like about a month away, a little over a month away from the beginning of the final season of Justified.
You know, I really should, as a huge fan of that show, I really should see this last season that I haven't watched.
Oh, you haven't seen the most recent one?
No, I just got behind and haven't gotten around to it. So I keep thinking, oh, that'll be on Prime by now because, you know, Amazon seems to have that one kind of sewn up. And still hasn't put up that new, they haven't put up that new season. So I don't know what the deal is. Oh, I'd watch it right now if it was up there. Damn it.
Nice. It was in the glass the whole time. Nice. All right. So what do we got here? We've got about 7 minutes till the top of the hour. We're bringing Dills in at the top, and I called him or I texted him, and he's good. Let's do some trivia questions. I'll do a set of trivia questions with you.
Yay.
And a set with Dills.
That sounds good.
Later on. But
I just found out I have to go drive my daughter at that would be 10:30 our time.
Oh, okay.
So I only have a half hour with Dills. I don't know.
Perfect.
If they mess things up.
That'll work out. That'll work out. Cause I've got a stack of requests in the thing that, that keeps getting longer and longer. So, an hour is some good wow talk. And what we'll do is we'll keep from doing any music breaks until after the time with Dills.
Yeah, that's totally great.
So let's do, we'll do a few questions with you, probably not the full six.
It's fine.
But and then we'll pull Dills in. We'll do six with him. All right. So let me make sure. Good and very good. Okay, we've got what we need here.
All right.
Are these
soundboard things, or are these like you have buzzer and ringer?
No,
like,
these are sound. These are MP3 files. I'm playing like albums.
Oh, I was thinking it was like there were Foley items in the office there.
That'd be great though. Yeah. I do have. There are actually sampler buttons on this DJ turntable I'm using,
yeah.
But none of them are buzzers or bells. I've got like hi-hats
and
claps.
Nice. Oh, gosh. That's great.
Yeah, it really comes in handy.
Makes Axel Foley want to go solve the crime.
There's a gunshot somewhere here. Nope.
Oh, no. It's the popo. It's the smoky.
It also keeps playing until...
It's the fuzz, everybody. The fuzz.
That's right. All right. Let's get to a couple of questions for Scott here. How well, let's see how well you know Ice Worm.
All right.
Because we got quite a few that are very specific to Ice Worm here. Right. Let's start with this one. What would Mike / Ice Worm call his group of friends?
Homies.
He really, really wanted you to say homies, yeah. I think is the deal with that one.
Yeah, I think so.
What is the name of the band in the Mos Eisley Cantina? Or Katina?
I can't remember. I'll do a guess.
Okay.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
It is not Gladys Knight and the Pips. I'm going to turn off George's mic or turn on George's microphone because I'm guessing he has a guess for this one.
The Max Rebo Band is blocking the real answer from entering my head.
Because that's the terrible puppet band.
Right.
It's like Fig Higson or something like that.
Close. Yeah, very close. It's Figrin Dan and the Modal Nodes. Friggin' Dan and the Modal Nodes.
There it is. Yep. Yeah, the Pips.
What current WWE wrestler does Mike / Ice Worm dislike more than any other wrestler?
I'm going to see. This is going to be hard, actually, because I don't pay much attention to their wrestling babble they've always got going on. But I'm going to probably say it is. He's big now. It's like MC Usher, but not. My brain wants to say that. It's like, shite. All right, I'll make one up. It's the Undertaker.
No.
Dang it.
John Cena.
Cena, that's it. I know that doesn't sound anything like that of the name, but
Cena.
I knew this. damn it. All right.
Let's see. Let's do this one here. I want to save that for, we'll save that for Dills because it's, here we go. Sorry. All right. Besides a Starfleet test, what else is the Kobayashi Maru in Star Trek?
It's a ship.
Yeah.
It's a ship.
It's a ship. Yeah. That's I'll take that.
Because the test is based on that ship's experience.
Exactly. It's the civilian freighter that's used in the scenario.
Yeah. I do like that it was eventually used as kind of a modifier of a bad situation. It's like, before you know it, Kobayashi Maru. Like it's, right. We're all screwed. I like that, the use of it. But yeah, I think it was always based on a ship.
Let's see here. And finally, let's do this one right here. Only because I think I know your answer. Marvel or DC?
I don't know. You asked me at different times.
Rock and a hard place.
Yeah, if you ask me at certain times, this is a very different answer. I think probably, right now, Marvel. Yeah.
Is the correct answer.
Yeah. DC. I love DC, don't get me wrong, but they're just killing it right now. It's hard for me to deny that, even as a DC fan.
DC's doing great right now on TV. Marvel is kicking ass in the movies.
Yeah, and in comics, it's going great both ways.
It really is.
Yeah. Neither one are really sucking it there. So that's a toss-up on comics. But when it comes to kind of overall brand value, mm-hmm. Marvel's just killing them.
Agreed. All right, very good. You did very well. Now...
Thank you so much.
I think we can pull Dills in.
Just yank him in like the pickle that he's named after.